call the Town of Discovery Bay Communications Committee to order. Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Okay, at this particular point of the meeting, it's time for public comments, so I'd like to ask the telephonic moderator if we have any general public on the line that would like to address us.
You don't have a monitor, so you might have to address the public directly.
Okay, is any public out there? Well, if public shows up, I will allow them to speak. So at this point, we're going to close public comments and move to the draft minutes of the March 4th meeting for approval. Do I hear a motion?
I make that motion.
Second, all those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. And with that, we're going to move to the discussion items.
Yes, and I'm going to turn it over to Yesenia Manjares for an update on our website. We've been using the sign to communicate quite a bit, and of course, with this shutdown with the virus stuff, there's not been a lot of other communications going on, so she'll clue you in on that.
I'm just going to provide a little update on the website, todb.ca.gov, how the public is using the website and what it is that they are researching and for how long. So the first page of this report is going to give us information about the first quarter. So far year to date, January, February, March, and April. So we included April. This indicates how many hits each web page has had so far this year. The homepage has 9,908, and people on average stay on that page about a minute and 32 seconds. During the first 4 months of the year, people accessed employment. They wanted to see open jobs. The next page will be just for the month of April. If you see how it compares, employment was not an interest in April. So there's different things that people look at, but technically they stay the same. They want to go into the water services, express bill pay. They want to contact us and relay messages to us so that we can pass them along. The next page, page number 3, will show us who has been able to access TODB, where they're located. So this one's a little interesting because we have people from all over. These are just the top 6 that hit on the website. We've got people from the U.S., of course, Canada, Philippines, India, Hong Kong, and France. Those are the top 6 where the highest traffic is coming from. The last page of the report will tell us how they're accessing the website. It'll show which devices they're using to get onto our website and the difference between the first 4 months and April shows that mainly Chrome has stayed the same. There's been no change to the people that are jumping on with Chrome. Safari goes up a little bit, which is the iPhones, iPads, and then Internet Explorer went down just a tiny bit in April, but mainly there's no change. The majority of the people are using our website through their desktops, so their PCs at home. Tablets or others other than the phone are very minimal, only 2%. Any questions?
No, just it's kind of unique because I don't understand it, how you're able to tell whether someone's using a desktop or a mobile device to access.
Yeah, Google Analytics provides a lot of different information, yeah. And it gives us graphs so that we can see several different things. We can access not only this information, but so much more.
Yeah.
And also, when you use your mobile app, you're going into a different format than you are than your desktop site.
So that's
it's a different sort of portal, if you will.
Okay.
And the mobile app will appear on TODB different than the desktop.
Learn something every day. Okay. Very good report. Looks like our website seems to be working, and people who want to use it can use it. With that, we'll ask for any future agenda items. Seeing none, is there any other information we need at that particular point? Then we'll adjourn the committee.